1, 2, 3. All life in vain. Hey, hello, and assalamualaikum. Welcome to All Life in Vain, my podcast. I am Alif, and you are listening to Last Week Tonight, number 14. Yes. Okay. If you do not know, Last Week Tonight, we're going to cover any new news from in pop culture, any everything in between. Okay, you know already. If you don't know, now you know. Okay, I will be referring to my blog post, Housekeeping Week 54. Okay, you see there, I did mention that I have a toothache last night, and I cannot really do anything much except doing just this thing. Doing this housekeeping makes keep me busy all day, so hope it is worth it. And I still have a bit of a toothache. It's still hurting here, but it's a bit subdued right now, so I'm hoping it will be that way throughout this podcast recording. Okay, with that being said, okay, if you want to see the link, you can just go to the link below that I will post. I did actually bit of a mix up for the anchor posting before, so I'm still not sure how many is listening, because I didn't actually post the whole thing, because I'm not sure how I need to, you know, to make it a bit, it is a bit big, right? The podcast is too big, so it's not included in the initial posting on the Anchor app. So now it's there, so I hope you are listening through the Anchor podcast, and I'm still hoping for any feedback. Okay, anyway, still, if you don't want to give any feedback, it's okay, you can just keep on listening, but you can fault me for any mishap that you can actually improve upon if you give me any feedback at all. So anyway, that's that mumbling there. Okay, I do have a number of news here that I can cover. I will start with an obituary, then I will go through the news alphabetically, just like last week, because it is still a bit, you know, bit hazy. Anyway, okay, let's start with the passing of William Goldman, the Oscar-winning screenwriter of many properties, many American properties, such as The Princess Bride, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, All the President's Men, Stepford Wives, Misery and Mavericks, and many others. He passed away at the age of 87, the morning of November 16, just 3 days ago, the time of this recording. Oh yeah, I didn't mention, I'm recording at 2:45 just now, 2:45 in the afternoon of November 19th. So 3 days ago, William Goldman passed away, the age of 87. So he's quite have an illustrious career. He's really successful as a screenwriter. Unfortunately, I did not watch a lot of his works, but I did watch the one, The Princess Bride. So I know he initially wrote the book, and he adapted it into the screenplay for the The Princess Bride, and that film is so much fun. So the book and the movie is a bit different, right? But it still can be watched just in its entirety, just like that. So it just showcases how talented he is as a writer. So I know many properties, like I mentioned before, that you can ask your father or mother that maybe they have watched it before and they may have liked it. So I'm just mentioning because he have quite an influence in the movie making, filmmaking genre. You can try to ask your parents, maybe you've watched it. You can try to watch it as well. I try to watch the movie as well. Try to appreciate his works. Butch Cassidy, and the Sundance Kid, All the President's Men, The Stepford Wife, Misery, Maverick, Princess Bride, and many others. Okay, may he rest in peace. Okay. Obituary is only one passing, just well-known, figure. Let's move on to the news. We start with Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. And if you is not in the know, it is being the season 6 has been postponed, and it's going to come out next summer, next year. And now ABC has officially renewed the series for another season, for the 7th season, with 13 episodes set to air in summer 2020. It's really good news for me. Maybe for the one who does not watch the series, they may be shocked because it's not, doesn't have catch a lot of views, but is one of the most one of the most adept comic book series for me. I really love it. Really start to make its stride right after the second season. So now after the fifth season, it's really they go into the future, yes, yeah. And I'm waiting for how they're going to follow up with the sixth season. Now we know when they're actually going to renew it as well, so the series is having a bright future ahead, so I'm really filled with joy right now, so I want to watch how they're going to follow it up. Yeah, but it is unfortunate that it is going to be shortened a bit, but maybe some of these series, right, they may be a bit too long, right? So having a bit shorter season will benefit the storytelling. Maybe some of can feel a bit fluff up, a bit too much fluff, here and there, just like the Netflix, right? The Netflix Marvel series, maybe a bit too much fluff there. So just like how they did with Iron Fist, right? They shorten it down to only 8, so that's actually a good approach. So maybe this Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to benefit with that approach as well. I'm just hoping for Ghost Rider to come back, because he's missing for last season. He's not in the conversation at all. He doesn't show up at all, so I'm hoping he's going to come back. And with that news, there's also, you can see a picture of the main actress. Chloe Bennett as Daisy. An update to her suit, reminisce of her appearance in the Marvel Rising, the animated series, with the blue hair as well, a bit of a blue streak in the hair. So looking forward with the other as well. I want to see, you know, how, who is it, where, which one is it? Yeah, Yo-Yo. I cannot remember the name of the character. I know her nickname, so, cause she has the, you know, cyborg arm, right? So I want to see how it's going to be portrayed in this season, so in the upcoming season. There's a bit, you know, only this, only for a second, right? When it was being introduced, and she just put on a sleeve on top of it, so only see the hand, right? Not see the full hand, only see the, you know, the, how is it? Only see the five appendages, not see the full hand, you know, because it's been covered up by the sleeve. So looking forward to it as well. So let's move on. Okay, to the one of the three trailers that was there last time up. And the first one is, okay, the first one is Dumbo. And wow, it is the first official trailer following up on the, you know, the teaser that was released months ago. And this is the live action retelling of Disney's animated classic Dumbo. It is made by Tim Burton, and it's going to open March 29th next year. So if you watch the trailer, you can see everything. I'm stealing short right now because I just watched it. So you can see how beautifully realized the animals are, especially the elephants and Dumbo. So whether or not the animals are going to talk, this still remains to be seen. But you can see the storyline is Dumbo is, you know, the Dumbo is in the circus, right, with her mother, in a small circus, and then come a big a bigger guy, a big you know, a big, how you say it? The big guy from a big circus, much more, you know, commercialized. So he is in, so is he going to take the mother away? So then that's going to be the main storyline here, how Dumbo is going to go back to her mother, and how the you know, the kids, you know, the two kids are going to help Dumbo go back to her mother. That's the main gist of the storyline, I think. Yeah, I can read the storyline here if you want to know. Okay, expand on the beloved classic story, where differences are celebrated, family is cherished, and dreams take flight. Circus owner Max Medici, Danny DeVito, and his former star, Holt Ferrier, Colin Farrell, and his children, Millie, Nico Parker, and Joe Finley Robbins, to care for a newborn elephant whose oversized ears make him a laughingstock in an already struggling circus. But when they discover that Dumbo can fly, the circus makes an incredible comeback, attracting persuasive entrepreneur V.A. Vandeveer, Michael Keaton, who recruits the peculiar pachyderm for his newest larger-than-life entertainment venture, Dreamland. Dumbo soars to new heights alongside a charming and spectacular aerial artist, Colette Machan, evergreen, until Holt learns that beneath its shiny veneer, Dreamland is full of dark secrets. Okay. It's not going to be a full retelling of the animated classic, right? The storyline is pretty different, so it's being, how is it, being modernized a bit, so I'm really looking forward how Tim Burton is going to do this film, because he did bounce back, right, with Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. So I think this one is going to be a hit as well, just with Dumbo alone, just his cute little face, man. Even if they do not talk at all, I think with just how they are being portrayed, right, how they move, you can see from, you know, from the face, they can tell all without any words necessary. So maybe there's a hint of the, you know, the when Dumbo is hallucinating, right, in the original, there's a hint of that with the pink elephant made with a balloon, I can't remember, but you can see in the trailer. So have you watched the trailer, and what do you think? You looking forward as much as I am? Let me know. Okay, I'll follow it up with another trailer. So it's going to be full of trailer in this edition. The second is Fighting With My Family. So this is going to be based on the true story of British siblings who get a chance to become WWE superstars. Yes, you know why I picked this, because how much I love the, you know, how much I love wrestling and the everything about wrestling. So I know this one has been going on for a few years already. So having the trailer coming up means that it is finished, then it's going to come out soon. It's going to open in New York and LA on February 14 before expanding nationwide on February 22nd. So it is going to be directed by Stephen Merchant. Yeah, let me Google it. How many other movies has he made? He is a, you know, an English writer, director, presenter, comedian and actor. So now I have my I have my internet, so it's going to be much more easier for me to look up. So he did direct series, other TV series, Hello Ladies, Life's Too Short, The Office, this one episode there. I think the one is the original, I think so, in the UK. So this is going to be his, his first full feature directorial debut. So if you do not know, I know who this is based on. This is based on Paige, one of the, you know, WWE superstars. She unfortunately suffered a really bad career-threatening injury, so she had to forcefully retire few months ago. So she is the manager, if I'm not mistaken, right, of SmackDown Live currently. So at least WWE is using her, right? So we don't know, she's going to bounce back just like Daniel Bryan. So that remains to be seen, but this movie just look so delightful. If you seen the trailer, so you just, you know, a retelling, dramatization of how she comes to this, how she comes to US to be under WWE. So, and the another main draw is having Dwayne Johnson, The Rock himself, being The Rock, because Yeah, he was there before we paid, so he really actually pushed for this film to be made. So it's being on the when the project was announced, he is the one who pushed for this, so it's going on the fast track right away. So it's coming out soon, so I'm really looking forward to it because WWE films is not known for their solid movie track record, right? So this one might be their first biggest box office hit, hopefully. And yeah, even though it's not solely made their own on your own, but it is in partnership with MGM, but still they are making the right step to be in more on the in the box office spectrum, not just like on the DVD thing only on the site. So it's going to star Dwayne Johnson. Okay, the main actor who's going to, oh, Florence Pugh, she's going to play Paige, or her real name Raya Knight. So the whole family, actually, if you do not know, the whole family has been active in the wrestling scene in UK. Their whole family, the mother, the father, their brother, her brother as well. So that's part of the reason of why she actually suffered the career threatening injury, because she has been really active in the scene for over a dozen years already. So it is just about time, right? It's only time before she suffered like that. So it is actually good for her to pull herself back before suffer that and being unfortunately not paralyzed or something, God forbid, right? So you can see in the trailer, you can see how she is being drafted into the under WWE Performance Center. So how that one that clashes with her brother, and how she struggles being in the development. And I can see the storyline with Charlotte Flair. You can see in the trailer who is playing her. I cannot remember. I look through the IMDb. Who is playing Charlotte Flair? Charlotte Flair. I believe it's Eli Jin playing Charlotte Flair. And there's a last scene there where she actually debut in WWE and won the Divas Championship, if I'm not mistaken, right? And she won it from one of the twins, Bella Twins. I think it's Brie. No, it's not Brie. Brie or not? The other one. Who is it? Okay, it's Nikki. I think so. Yeah. Oh, I just watched the link, the video. It's actually AJ Lee. She won it from AJ Lee. So maybe she, yeah, WWE doesn't have a good, relationship with AJ Lee and her husband. So I understand that probably. They try to change the history there, just including Ribella. I think they're going to make the third act, right? Yeah, I think they're going to make the third act, having her win the championship, just to make it a good ending for her. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so, yeah. Anyway, I'm still really looking forward to this because I'm really hoping that it's going to be a success for WWE as well. I think they're going to include many other, many other cameos, especially from Paige herself. I think maybe at the end with the other wrestlers. There's some here with Big Show. There's Sheamus as well. So that's good then. Yeah, see. Yeah. Are you looking forward to it? For me, as a as a wrestling, fanatic, so I am really looking forward to it. Yeah, the poster is not that good really, just a simple one. Hope they improve upon that. So anyway, let's move on. Okay, move on to Roma. It is the ne Alfonso Cuarón's next film. So he made it with a partnership with Netflix, so it is going to come out with a limited theatrical engagement on November 21st before hitting Netflix December 14th. So really looking forward to it because I really enjoy, his body of work, from Gravity to Children of Men. So I read some from this article from Collider, pulling from his own personal childhood. Cuarón wrote, directed, produced, edited, and served as his own cinematographer on the film, which chronicles the dissolution of a family through the eyes of a domestic worker. The film takes place in 1970 Mexico City, against a backdrop of civil unrest that mirrors the internal turmoil of this family as their patriarch grows more and more distant. All the while, the mother tries to keep it together for their three young children. It debut in TIFF, so with so much buzz around it, so I'm really looking forward to it. If you've seen the trailer, it is being fully in the black and white, so it has that be retro feel to it. If you've seen the trailer itself, if you watch the trailer, you can see how vast, how big the scale is at the end, maybe the third track, right? So how they going to play with the family, go through the civil unrest there in the 1970 Mexico City. So I'm really looking forward because it is quite personal to him, so it's going to have so many beats that is going to be really personal to him, and then probably it's something that I can actually relate to as well. And yeah, that's about it, I think. Yeah, there's some I read some comments on the internet, because there's always comment on the internet that's going to bash anything, right? So just like Roma, yeah, some people might not like how it's being approached with the black and white thing. Just, some say that it's like pretentious or boring, but yeah, maybe it's not your cup of tea, so don't watch it if it's not to your liking. For me, I'm also a movie aficionado, just like my friend, so I'm really looking forward to this. So it is maybe not for you, but it is for us. So just leave it be. If you do not have anything good to say, don't say anything at all. Right, keep it to yourself. really looking forward to Roma. Okay, let's move on to another trailer. The next one is Toy Story 4. Yeah, they are making the fourth one. Okay, at the end of the Toy Story 3, they were given away to the youngster Bonnie. So in Toy Story 4, the characters embark on an all new adventure in Bonnie's room, which involves new character Forky. You seen the teaser trailer? Forky, a Spock who's been made into a toy and now faces an existential crisis. So that makes sense, right? It is a fork before, now it's being made into a toy, so you can see how it is going to be played, right? Is it going to be a fork or is it going to be a toy? Okay. It's been a long time coming. It's been officially the film was officially confirmed in 2014, but the development process was long and fraught. So when John Lasseter vacating the director's chair, the story presumably being reconceived. This screenplay by Rashida Jones and Will McCormack. So, the delay forced Pixar to push the film off of its 2017 and then led to 2018 release date as Incredibles 2, which was originally set for release in 2019, was bombed up nearly an entire year to fill the void. So, okay, but all well that ends well, and this final iteration finds Inside Out co-writer Josh Cooley making his feature directorial debut from a screenplay by Stephanie Folsom of Star Wars Resistance with Jonas Rivera from Inside Out and Up and producing. So in a Disney press release, Cooley explained that the idea of Toy Story 4 came about organically. Woody and the rest of the toys are back for an all-new adventures in Toy Story 4, welcoming new friends to Bonnie's room, including a reluctant new toy called Forky. Like most people, I assume that Toy Story 3 was the end of the story, said director Josh Cooley, and it was the end of Woody's story, Andy. But just like in life, every ending is a new beginning. Woody now being in a new room with new toys and a new kid, something we have never seen before. The question of what that would be like became the beginning of an entertaining story worth exploring. Cooley also discussed the addition of Forky, hinting towards the film's larger themes. The world of Toy Story is built upon the idea that everything in the world has a purpose, said Cooley. A toy's purpose is to be there for its child. But what about toys that are made up of other objects? Forky is a toy that Bonnie made out of a disposable Spock, so he's facing a crisis. He wants to fulfill his purpose as a Spock, but now has a new toy purpose thrust upon him. Yeah, that's better than what I said earlier, so that's what I tried to say before. So it's coming up next year, June 21st. So all the original voice actors came back: Tom Hanks, Tim Allen, John Cusack, Don Rickles, Estelle Harris, Wallace Shawn, John Ratzenberger, Jeff Pigeon, and Blake Clark. Okay, following up on the teaser, right? If you don't know, they released a follow-up. where is it? Toy Story. Yeah, we follow up with Ducky and Bunny, a teaser trailer reaction. Not really a reaction, but just a smart way to introduce new characters of Ducky and Bunny. If you watch the trailer, it is being voiced by Key and Peele, and it is in the format of you know, their, how you say it, their, one of their famous sketch where they were playing, you know, I can't remember the name of the sketch, but they were being the bellboys, right, and they in front of the hotel, so they were talking of the scene. I really cannot play the videos here because my computer here have a busted, you know, have a busted, yeah, the surround sound system, so it's busted, so I really cannot play it. So, but if you click the link, you can go straight into the video, you can play it, it's really fun. But even Toy Story 4 have a lot of, you know, a lot to get over, right, such as Toy Story 3 being really nice way to conclude the trilogy, right? So this fourth iteration might be frowned upon by others who just prefer them keeping it like that, right? Just let it be, and with the how the production, right, so has been really quite hectic with the original director and the writers no longer involved, the storyline has been changed, yeah, changed really much, right? You know, from the original rumor of they using, you know, Toy Story, Woody and Bo Peep, you know, how their relationship supposed to be the main anchor of the storyline. But there's no mention here at all, even her voice actor any part. So they have overcome a lot before, maybe just like maybe not a good example of the good dinosaur, how they you know, entire voice cast was replaced and the storyline was overhauled, and the end product, you can see how they struggle, right, to reach there. So, but for the Toy Story 4, I'm just hoping that it is, even though it won't maybe not live up to, you know, its predecessors, Toy Story 1, 2, and 3, at least it is being another venture that we can enjoy together. I hope they will come out with this with flying colors, hopefully. Okay, yeah, it's Toy Story 4, and is it? That was it? Oh yeah, the last one is, the last of the trailer is Pokemon Detective Pikachu. If you watch the trailer, there's so much fun. Maybe just like you guys, I'm really conflicted when I heard that they're going to make a Detective Pikachu film first before a full-fledged Pokemon film, live-action one. It is based on the, if I'm not mistaken, the 3DS game, right? Detective Pikachu. So, I'm a bit skeptical. No, it is 3DS. Yeah, the game was released 2 years ago. In February 3rd, so it is being directed by Rob Letterman of Goosebumps, as well, you know, the previous one, Monsters vs. Aliens, that one was quite entertaining, really. Even Goosebumps as well, it's really entertaining for me as well. So, and from what I've seen in the trailer, I think it's really, it's looking like 3 for 3 for me, for him. This one looks so much fun. How, you know, try to, how do you, you know, Pokemon is really another property that's really tricky to be adapted, right? So having to make these 2D characters being fully 3D is really tricky. But looking at how they made it, you know, in the trailer, just look at the Pikachu and its fur, right? So How it's being animated, it's really so much. Looks so cute. But then even have Ryan Reynolds as the voice. It's really, it's quite a peculiar, how you say it? Partnership, right? No partnership, peculiar. How do you say it? Peculiar pairing, right? So, but then I watch it myself. It's like, yeah, it's quite fitting, really, because before with Deadpool, right? His voice always reminded us of Deadpool. So now, hearing him, it's going to be that. It's going to be now we going to have a Pikachu with a detective hat on his head. So. Okay, the story. I want to read it. Here, the synopsis. The story begins when ace detective Harry Goodman goes mysteriously missing, prompting his 21-year-old son Tim to find out what happened. Aiding in the investigation is Harry's former Pokemon partner, Detective Pikachu, a hilariously wisecracking, adorable super sleuth. Who is a puzzlement even to himself, finding that they are uniquely equipped to communicate with one another. Tim and Pikachu join forces on a thrilling adventure to unravel the tangled mystery, chasing clues together through the neon-lit streets of Rhyme City, a sprawling modern metropolis where humans and Pokémon live side by side in a hyper-realistic live-action world. They encounter a diverse cast of Pokemon characters and uncover a shocking plot that could destroy this peaceful coexistence and threaten the whole Pokemon universe. So, if you've seen the trailer, yeah, it's going to take place in the metropolis of Rhyme City. It's going to be interesting because the main protagonist. Played by Justice Smith. It's going to be the only one who's going to listen to hear, Ryan Reynolds' voice coming out of this Pikachu, just like in the game, right? So, if you played the game, you know the storyline. So I'm not going to spoil it for you. We don't know they're going to fully follow the storyline, so it still remains to be seen, but. If they do follow it closely, then they're going to introduce two really big Pokemon that has a really close connection right between each of them. So, if they're going to introduce it, and I hope they're not going to spoil it in the next trailer. Just make it, a big reveal in the movie itself. So. Really hoping for that. I'm just still loving how beautifully realized the Pokemon is. So many, the Gen 1 Pokemon. There's even more other Gen 2, Gen 3 as well, right? But love how to see how they are. Just like the mime, right? Looks so. even. Looks. It look because he looks so human, right? It's look. A bit creepy, so that's a bit. Watch the trailer and tell me, are you interested to watch it? Just like me, I'm really surprised that I'm actually interested to see this. Yeah, maybe if this is a success, which I think it will be, then they're going to make it a full-fledged, Pokemon film after this, and be able to follow the Ash Ketchum, right? Because the anime series has been going on for so long, following him. I remember the first season of the Pokemon Adventures, the first one with Ash Ketchum, with Misty and Brock. So, if this is a success, which I hope it will be, they're going to do the sequel or the spin-off following Ash Ketchum, which I really hope so. So Pokemon Detective Pikachu opens in theaters on May 10th next year. So really surprisingly looking forward to it. How about you? Let me know. Okay, and that's it for for the movie news, for trailers and movie news as well. And now I want to, there's a two different news that I'm going to cover a bit. The first one is they shall not grow. This is a clip from Peter Jackson's new film of restored World War One footage, following up on what I covered last week. And Peter Jackson actually has been trying to restore this the footage from the First World War. Giving it color and giving it high fidelity, trying to update it, convert it into not film, into digital, so we can watch it. It's already come out already, if I'm not mistaken. So if you follow the link, you can see that the video of the soldiers coming off the battlefield with all the bandages, and even see one of the soldiers is with his hand shaking. You can see the post-traumatic disorder, PTSD. It's really harrowing. War should not be, there's nothing good coming out of it, really. It should not be made at all in the first place. So I hope you can, when it's coming up, you can download it here. There's a file that you can follow the link. You can go straight, you can download it all 3.21 gig. If you want to download, you can watch it. It's being restored. You can see all the soldiers in full color and the devastation of the war afterwards. So many people died, and we didn't learn from our history with World War II, and even with current climate, I'm still hoping that we will not follow it up with World War III. So if you want to learn, try to download the film They Shall Not Grow Old. Thank you, Projection, for your work there. Try to put it in our eyes, to put it in the public. Try to download it, it's really big. But if you have a good internet connection, you can download it right away. Okay, then there's the last one is, it's a video that has come out weeks ago, but I'm just about 2 days ago that I watched it myself. So this is the former CIA chief explain how spies use disguise. So you can see how they actually try to use disguise to protect the people be involved with the CIA from the workers themselves and the people, the former people there, so they can follow it up. They can put some disguises. You can see the former CIA chief showing his picture doing it to George W. Bush, the former president there, the president at the time, showing how she is wearing a full face mask when he was, she was, you know, showcasing it to him, right? So you can see her explanation in the video from Wired. You can go to that link, and you can how to you change the hair, the eyes, the facial hair. You can put a molar, right? You can put a dental. You can just put something in your mouth that you can change how you speak. Even how you speak when you are, you know, doing it. It is how you speak actually can tell so much about yourself. So putting something in your, you know, in your mouth will help you to change how you speak. So people will not recognize your voice, how your speaking pattern. You can see in this, you know, in the video, how the one of the female person was being put in a full disguise, in a male disguise with the hair, yeah. And of all, you can look, she looks so much different. And even she mentioned that in the video, how you eat, you can tell where you come from how you eat, from how you hold your cigarette, and how you stand, how you raise your body, right? Actually can tell where you are from, whether you are from USA or whether you are from Europe. So when you are in the public, when you walk around, that can, maybe people can tell whether where you are from really can affect how you are being perceived by other people, right? So for CIA, that is really crucial to protect their people. So another way to use this guys here in the public, you can see one of the people and using it in the public. Just he's walking around when being in the suit at the first place, then just changing it, still walking. Just a few moments later, he is just like a regular dude, you know. That's how you do it, because in public, if you're not looking for it, people will not actually, you know, see each other, try to really see one another, because there are so many people. If you're not actually looking for him, so it is actually quite perfect doing it in public, because nobody pay attention to you. So that's one way to do it. And maybe there's another way here that she mentioned, that putting, you know, a pebble in your shoe can change how you walk. So that's one, another way to change how you work, you know, how you walk. Yeah, even with how you walk can tell where you are. Because when you put on a disguise, maybe someone is familiar with you, how your voice, how you look, how you walk, that can be crucial to CIA. So everything that you can change there is for the best, right? So it's really informative, the video here. So if you watch it, then you can learn something more. This is something that they actually do in the real life. So and that's it for today. Okay, thank you for listening. That's about it. It's quite short today, under an hour, because there's not much to talk about. Yeah, and yeah, you can reach me through social media. You can just type All Life You Fade everywhere. You can just search for me, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everything. Okay. And if you have some constructive criticism, whether good or bad, I will accept it with open arms. You can just send it to me, because I'm really in need of feedback. Because when I'm talking into the air, right? I know people listening, but I'm not sure whether this reach and people or not. And yeah, because I want to share my passion for pop culture. And yeah, I know I have a lot of drawbacks in my presentation, but I hope you will go with me on this journey of self-improvement. So I'm still hoping to make this podcast making it better. And I'm thinking of making another one in the middle of the week. I want to do a full maybe a review of anything that I've watched. You can see it on my blog, my pop culture weekly then daily, right? I did cover a lot, so maybe I can try to cover some of them there as well. So maybe, because this one is under pop culture recap, maybe the next one is going to be recapping what I've watched, from movie to trailer to TV. So maybe I'll try to do it hopefully later in the middle of this week. So just as I mentioned before, you can reach me on my social media, or you can send me an email at alllifeinfaith@msn.com. And okay, thank you for listening. Thank you for your patronage. I hope to see you next week. Thank you. 3, 2, 1. All life in faith. Okay, thank you guys. I'll see you again. Assalamualaikum. Bye bye. Assalamualaikum.